Well, anyway, we're going to get started. I thank everybody for being in here. I'm hoping, you know, we'll get a few more in. We probably won't be talking more than half hour, 45 minutes. But most people know who I am. Susie, can you give a brief introduction of you and what business you have?
Sure. Hello, everybody. Welcome, welcome. My name is Suzanne Huber. I've been a digital marketing consultant for, you know, just about 15 years. I've launched a number of different businesses and nonprofits, and I've just worked across a lot of different industries helping people build their brands online through digital marketing strategies. So, you know, now I'm a digital strategist, and I help people elevate their brand and acquire customers online through, you know, various digital channels, including social media.
Yep. And of course, I'm Vinny Driscoll. I work for ASI. I've been with ASI for about 15, almost 16 years now, I guess. I've been doing social media almost the entire time that I've been at ASI. But you guys all know that. So let's get down to business. Today, we're going to talk about how do I use social media effectively for my business. And I think this is a challenge for, I don't care what industry you're in, I don't care what level you're at, social media is challenging for everybody. But we're going to look at this today from, we're going to start small. You know, I think more in terms of the promotional products industry, which is mostly small businesses. When I say small business, I mean 50 people or less. You know, we run the gamut in my industry from small, you know, medium to even large companies that have thousands of employees. But I'm really kind of looking toward, you know, the smaller distributors, the smaller suppliers, or even just small business owners like yourself, Susie. So the first question I wanted to kind of throw back and forth with you and I is, like, how important is social media for a business? And I think this is an important question to tackle, because a lot of people have a business where it's just one or two people. So what would you say on a scale of 1 to 10, how important is social media for a business in 2023?
I would say 10. And even if you're not necessarily using it for client acquisition, which I believe most businesses can. So first off, I'll say your industry is important. Like, if you're a manufacturing customer, is your Facebook page super important? Depending on your size, you might still be doing it anyway and investing in it. But certainly the big value of social media, aside from client acquisition, building your brand, building relationships with customers, handling customer support inquiries, you know, really bringing your brand to life. Aside from that, it's also a vehicle for search engine optimization. So, you know, sharing content across your social channels also benefits your website and your organic reach and your rankings as well. So I think it's critical no matter who you are, even though, say, if you're an industrial manufacturer, being on Instagram might not necessarily be your place to be investing a lot of time and energy. But certainly if you are a small business owner on LinkedIn and your personal network can be feeding you referrals, you could be strengthening relationships with your customers, staying in touch with your past customers. It just gives you a really scalable leverage to stay connected that way.
Absolutely. I agree with you, but I'm going to take it down a little bit. I'm going to say it's in 2023, it's maybe 7 or 8 out of 10. And this is my reasoning for social media not being a 10 in 2023. I think a lot of people, and I mentioned earlier, were, you know, small businesses, you know, you're one or two people, mom and pop shop. You may not have time for social media. You may be doing just fine with the way you're doing business in 2023 without social media. You don't have time for it. It's not something that you're looking into doing in 2023. Maybe your customer base is older. That's okay. I really do think that is okay if that's your business. Now, as we get older, as you know, the years go on, I do believe that it's going to be more essential as buyers become younger. People who are at, you know, the ones who are buying the promotional products are younger. These are the people that grew up with the internet. They're the ones who are going to go and investigate and research your company first. And if you don't have social media, they're going to go somewhere else. So I think once we get to the point where I think millennials now have the buying power, the most buying power in America, I believe that's correct. And these people, you know, on the lower end of the scale, they grew up with the internet. So these are people who are social media savvy. And if you don't have a presence on social media, they're going to go potentially to your customer. So I think in 2023, it's not a 10 out of 10. I would say it's more of an 8 out of 10 in terms of importance to your business, but it's up there and it's only going to become more and more important to your business.
One thing I will add to your point, though, is about maybe taking it away from the generous 10 I gave, but I still feel like it's very important. I feel very strongly about that. And it certainly depends on your industry, your level of outputs and investment you put into it. But certainly you want to make sure that you're staying connected with your customers online there. And, you know, the engagement is dropping a lot these days, too. So you're not able to get that same reach and impression that you were once upon a time, even when you pay to boost your organic social, which I'm a big advocate for, to really amplify your content. If you're going to invest in making that effort, I do believe that you can amplify your content. But even still, you know, it's getting a little expensive. People are switching over to AI. You know, like people like, you know, Google's even at risk of being disrupted here more. I know they're trying to, you know, take on ChatGPT. But I guess my point is you're not going to get the same reach you would have a few years ago either. So perhaps there is a little bit of a sliding scale of value in that regard.
Totally. And I think social media would be an important facet to your business in that respect. But again, you know, the bigger the business, I think the more resources you're going to have to throw at social media. So, you know, it's sort of a scalable level there. So I want to welcome Teresa, also Warwick, also Vic, the Hack Guy. If anybody, and Jeremy, I just see Jeremy's in there. If anybody wants, you know, obviously to grab the mic, come up and add to the discussion, feel free to do it. We're not held to just a Q&A between Susie and I. We're, you know, no doubt if you want to get on stage and offer up a comment or question, feel
free
to do it.
I'd like to hear more opinions, for sure. More opinions.
Absolutely. So, Susie, let me ask you this. How would you get started as a business with social media?
Well, I mean, it would be like, how do you get involved? I would say more from your personal brand standpoint, because I think most companies know they have to, you know, get started on social media. Like if you're starting a channel with zero followers, I certainly would recommend using advertising to speed up the process of that brand visibility if you have the budget, just because it's going to take you so long, unless you want to do some guerrilla tactics like going and following people from specific, you know, pages of interest with like comparable customers. So there's certainly more economical ways you can grow your audience, and that would be engaging in conversations, of course, like everybody here right now, we're all going to get to know each other a little today. And then going and following followers of people of interest that will have similar customer bases to you. So, I mean, there's different ways you can be creative and resourceful about, you know, building your brand online socially. But certainly showing up consistently is probably the most important. And using hashtags.
Yeah, I like that you bring up having an audience first. And this is the mistakes that I see a lot of businesses doing when they first start out with social media. The biggest mistake is they create a presence and then they start posting content immediately. They have 5 followers, 10 followers. Most of the people that are following them are, you know, their mother, their cousins, their brothers. These are not the ideal audience, obviously. You really need to create a strategy first. And I believe this strongly. You have to have the strategy. You have to have the ideas for content all put into place before you set up your social media platforms. I really do believe this. And once you set up those platforms, it's important that you also get a following. You have to have the right people following your pages, because if you start posting content or you start utilizing your social media, who's seeing the content? Who is seeing what you're doing? I really believe that you need to have an audience first. And you mentioned the paid part of it. You know, that's also very important in getting the right people to see your content. You know, it's not easy to do. And I'm a big proponent of getting a strategy going. You know, you have to have a strategy. And I know it's not easy to do. There's plenty of resources online on how to do that. What to post, how to set up your profiles optimally, because it's not like it used to be. It's you know, there's a lot involved to make sure that your profile is optimized. Social media is no longer just for the intern. You know, you can't just say, hey, hand it off to the intern, have them set it up, have them post content. it should be more of an arm of your marketing, you know, an important arm at that. So, yes, I think we had somebody request the mic. I think it was Vic. Let me invite you to speak. I thought I approved you, but maybe not. So in terms of setting up profiles, Susie, and I want to hear your point of view on this. How would you set up your profiles optimally when you're setting up your social media platforms?
Well, I just thought of an example lately. I have a friend and she's like starting up a Pilates studio in a new city that she just moved to. And my recommendation to her getting going, she was asking me about running Facebook ads and Instagram ads and everything to get going, was, to your point, you want to have your content strategy and know what you plan to share. But I told her she also wants to have a base of content already on her channel as well, so people can kind of get a taste and see. So some of the customer testimonials, social proof, getting some of your thought leadership and basically what your brand's all about. Like, why should anyone go to her studio? Because, you know, it's new. But anyway, so the point is, you know, getting some social proof in place and building that credibility and bringing some really excellent content to your channel. So when people come and review your account and see what you're about, if they click an ad, they come there organically through, you know, a hashtag or however they, or you follow them, you know, that way they can see a little bit what you're about and make a better assessment if they're going to follow you back or engage with your brand or account.
Definitely. I agree with that. I also think that it's important that when you set up your social media accounts, you fill out everything that they ask you to fill out. For instance, if you're setting up a Facebook page, make sure you add your link to your websites there. Fill out as much information about your company as you can. Put in a phone number, email address. All this stuff is important. You really need to make sure that you have all that filled out, because all of that is searchable through, you know, SEO, Facebook. If you type in your business in a search engine and you have a Facebook page and it doesn't come up in the top 10, you've done something wrong. Also, branding. I think it's very important that your brand is represented on your social media pages, the way it's being represented on your website. You have to have consistency across all of your marketing collateral, because I think that, and I see this in our industry, when somebody rebrands in our industry, a lot of times social media gets forgotten. And I'll go to a website and I'll see, hey, you know, this brand X, you know, I'm going to click on their social channels from their website. I go to their social channels and it's brand Y. And I'm like, wait a second, is this the same brand? Oh, they rebranded, but they never changed their social media channels. So I think it's very important to have the consistency across all of your social media platforms and branding. Make sure when you endeavor to set up these channels, do it right. You know, don't leave those profile pics empty. Nothing says incompetence more than a social media profile that it doesn't have an image. It doesn't have a header image, doesn't have a profile image. Make sure if you're gonna do this, do it right. I think that the old quote is like, if it's worth doing, you know, it's worth doing right. So if you're gonna do this, make sure you spend the time and you go in there and you do everything that it asks you to do.
100%. And I will just to add to your point of a recent customer experience, I'm doing SEO for a law firm right now, and they had a couple of different names on social platforms and some local listings against the website. And to your point, it all has to be very consistent. And, you know, there was a great, like a Facebook page that was very old. And I mentioned earlier about social media being a great place to distribute content. Once we renamed the Facebook page of this dormant account, it's actually ranking above his website already. Like, so
yeah,
the power of social media and to your point about that consistency and having all of your names and everything and information really accurate across all your channels.
And a lot of times when you get searched or your business gets searched, like you mentioned, your social media profiles will come up ahead of your website. Now, if somebody clicks on your Facebook page and there's no contact information, there's, you know, it's not filled out properly. It's got poor branding. That's really indicative of the type of business that you are. people are going to look at that and they're going to say, well, the attention to detail is not really there for their social media profiles. Maybe it's not there for them as a business. So this might not be the business I want to work with. So that's why you really have to make sure that your social media, even if it's not, you're not posting a lot of content, and we'll get to that in a minute. As long as your profile is filled out correctly, it's almost like a digital yellow pages. People will, and this is especially true for millennials and Gen Z, they will research you, they will go to your social media profiles, they will look at the reviews, they'll look at any type of conversation around your brand before they even make, you know, the attempt to contact your brand to show that they're interested in your products or services. So to me, I think it's very important that, again, if you have social media platforms, treat them with respect and make sure that they're filled out, populated, all the content is correct and matches your website. Now, Vic, I know that you are joined as a speaker. Do you want to add a comment or question?
Yeah, sure. Can you hear me okay? I was in the car. Apologize.
Yeah, yep. Hear you great.
Yeah. Yeah. So, you know, coming back to your original question, you know, I fall into the small business category. I'm a single owner operator of my hat decoration business. And, you know, when I got started, I set out purposely to find my clients offline, you know, through Chamber of Commerce meetups and just meeting and greeting people at networking events. And what I used social media for, the strategy that I kind of used there, because I just really wasn't sure how to leverage it, is I use it to indirectly find new customers by showing my work, right? And so I end up spending more time taking photos of my work and putting together anywhere from 6 to 12, you know, photographs and a video in Canva and pushing it out to the different platforms that way. And by showing my work has indirectly really pushed me in front of new customers that I didn't know how to go find on social media, right? And so, you know, that's the strategy for me that seems to have worked, and it's become more and more important. You know, when I got started, I wasn't pushing content to LinkedIn. Now I am. Now I push there. I make sure I push there first, you know, because I find corporate clients there and B2B clients through there. And it's the same strategy. So I found, as a smaller owner-operator, the strategy that works for me is, you know, pushing my work and showing my work.
I think that's a great point, Vic, and I've noticed a lot of people that are in the same situation as you, the very small business owners who don't really have much time in terms of just posting content on their social media, will actually spend more time in places like groups showing off what they can do, kind of like what you do. Can I ask you, where are you pushing this content? Are you pushing it, you said, on LinkedIn? Are you in LinkedIn groups, or are you just doing this on your personal page?
Personal page and business page. So, yeah, primarily I push content out of Canva into Twitter, LinkedIn, Facebook, and Instagram.
And which platform do you have the most luck with?
LinkedIn and Twitter.
Twitter, that's interesting. Yeah. I rarely hear that Twitter is an effective social platform for the promo industry. But that's interesting to hear. Now, are you getting, like, how are you doing business? Are people finding you, or are these your followers?
I think a little of both. So, you know, in certain cases, I would say out of my top 5 clients, 4 out of 5 found me, and 1 I found.
Okay. Now, did they find you through hashtagging? Who was the one, like, did you ask them, like, oh, how did you find me? And what was the platform that you found me? Like, talk me through, like, 1 or 2 of those.
Yeah. So, I use Shopify, so it kind of tells me where they found me, and I can walk it back. You can walk it back through to almost to the post.
Okay.
All right. So, you know, in the case of a wood supply company, they found me through Twitter off of a, I don't think there was a specific hashtag, but I think it was, it may have been the hashtag for the manufacturer of the hat, right?
Okay.
So, you know, a Carhartt, for example, or I think in that case it was New Era Flatbill 403 snapbacks or something like that. And that just happened to be a hat that individual liked a lot. And, you know, I got a DM on Twitter with his logo.
That's
just
great.
Like that.
Yeah.
And, you know, he's been ordering hats from me for almost 3 years now.
Yeah. And I think that's it's a very effective approach. If you can find an area on social media where you have these types of interactions. And I noticed that within our industry, people have a lot of success in the promotional products professionals group, or any type of group that is geared towards, you know, people like suppliers and distributors who are talking business and, you know, trying to provide solutions for one another. And that to me, I think, is the power of social media. If you can find out where that is for you, like we talk about this all the time, where are my customers? Because that's the most important thing that you can figure out as a small business owner. Where do they exist? Like,
yeah.
Because if your customers are on Instagram and you're spending most of your time on Twitter, like you're not really doing yourself much of a service here. That is the secret ingredient. Like where is my customer base? And I think once you're able to find that, which I think that you've tapped into that a little bit, Vic, I think that is the sweet spot of social media. Once you can figure that out, that's where the power of social media really kicks in for a business. So
yeah, what I found with the buyers is that they come to me looking like a direct to consumer kind of deal, and it turns out they're a business owner, and they're just, you know, I don't know that they're incognito, but that's just how these transactions kind of start.
Right, right. No, and that's good. I think that there's a lot of ambiguity, you know, in this industry, but you know, figuring that out is you know, part of the learning curve. But Vic, do you have any other examples of for LinkedIn how it worked?
Yeah, LinkedIn. So, you know, I had a healthy network before. So if I just back up a little bit, I'm a retired IT executive. I retired in 2020 and started this business. And, you know, I had a healthy network of over 1,000 people. You know, so when I created my page, I was able to share it with quite a few people. I was able to connect with, you know, people I had made contact with throughout my career. And so they were able to help me sort of, you know, extend my reach and share my posts and that sort of thing with people that they know, with business owners that, you know, they know could use, you know, the products that we make and sell. So I leveraged existing connections there.
Yeah, I think that's a huge part of what LinkedIn offers is,
yeah.
You know, that huge network. I mean, if you have a network of people that you've done business with, you know, that's really your sweet spot right there. So let me, I want to move on to the next question. I thank you, Vic. If you want to, you know, stay on as a speaker, you know, we certainly have a few more questions we're going to ask. But Susie, you know, this is more, you know, in your wheelhouse, revenue generation. And we kind of talked about how the promo industry works, but how can you use social media for revenue generation? I think this is the most difficult part of any business that's looking to tap into social media is how do you figure out that what you're doing on social media is going to equate to sales?
Well, I mean, to the earlier points, you know, having that established connections and audience, so your network maybe are not going to be your direct customer, but they certainly can be a source of referrals. Like the more people that know what you are and what you're doing. And to the point as well, meeting in real life, especially post COVID, like everybody's like excited to go to in-person events and connect in person now after, you know, being totally digital. So with regards to sales, it's just one of the channels of the digital channels. I think you need to have strong calls to actions. You can't be selling all the time, but certainly if you can put out offers every once in a while and get people to take advantage of an offer, whether that's attending a webinar, signing up for a newsletter, getting a consultation, or, you know, offering a promotion on a product, or you know, certainly I think asking for the deal and being, you know, just being straight up every once in a while is okay to do, as long as you don't do it all the time. I think it's okay to, you know, be a little forward with your offers over time. And then certainly as well as just nurturing your contacts, right? So I find that if you show up consistently and then you do make one of those offers, you know, one of your past, you know, sales prospects, like you just don't know what piece of content is going to resonate with somebody. So when you show up consistently and not just for the sake of showing up, you know, like I would say post less but higher value content over just posting for posting any day. But certainly, I mean, people are not thinking about you. So like I had a client that was in a training session with me, and before she came, she posted on her social media, and then somebody she recently met in person at an event messaged her based on her post. Like she didn't say, "Hi, I messaged you because of your post," but she obviously saw her on the feed and messaged her and said, "Oh, hi, by the way, we will take a proposal from you." So I do feel like it's that leveraged, like if you're positioning your thought leadership, you're attracting the opportunities and people who may want to engage with you versus all of that cold outreach, which is obviously a lot more difficult to try to get somebody to tune into you versus you sharing some valuable insights that make people be more attracted and compelled to deal with you versus you being, you know, I don't want to say spammy because cold outreach can still work, but I think it's a lot harder than just showing up on social media and building authentic connections that way.
Yeah, I agree 100%. And I think that there's also an element of social media that I believe a lot of people are resistant to, which is doing live video or just even recorded video, getting in front of the camera, showing off your authentic side, being human, not doing business on social media, having fun on social media, I think will help a business seem approachable, relatable. And if you can do that with some consistency, for instance, I'll give an example. I did an interview with a couple of guys in a distributorship in Canada, and it's True North Incentive Group. And these two guys they're the co-CEOs. They both founded the company, I believe, a decade ago or so. And they have really taken their social media to another level based on their willingness to get in front of the camera and have fun with social media. It's not all about business. Sure, some of their social media is business related, but it sort of takes a secondary aspect to their social media. Like if you can work in what you do as a business and what products and services that you offer, but sort of fill the content in a funny and human way, jump on trends, really kind of make disarming content where people are going to scroll and they're going to stop and they're going to see your content and they're going to remember you and they're going to say, hey, you know, when they have something that they need something from you, and they're going to remember you because they're going to remember the type of content that you create. Because like you mentioned, Suzanne, if it's all sales, it tends to seem kind of spammy, and nobody wants to be sold to on social media. A lot of people go to social media to get away from business. And if you create content that resonates with people, that stands out, that makes them stop to scroll, I think that you're on your way to creating a social media presence that people are going to be interested in. And that to me, I think, correlates to brand awareness. And it's difficult for me to actually look at what we do as a business at ASI on social media and you know, try to gauge how much transactions are happening because of social media, because that's not really what is part of our strategy. But what I try to do is I try to help us stand out. And that to me, I think, helps with the brand awareness. People are going to say, oh yeah, ASI, you know, they do some cool stuff on social media. you know, maybe I'll work with them. So to me, I feel like transactions from social media, revenue generation is really challenging. And to me, you have to really, if you want to know what you're, you know, there's transactions from social media, where you get into a funnel and it actually leads to a transaction. I think you're really starting to deal in more hardcore marketing, more, you know, past my skill set. Like that's not really my skill set. But to me, I think that if you have a social media presence that is willing to have fun, and be creative and try new things and tap into new features, I think that's a winning formula. So Suzanne, let me ask you this. And I know we kind of touched on this a little bit earlier, you know, and I hate to always ask, like, okay, what platform is best for your business? Because it's really relative to what you do as a business. But what platforms would you, would you start it or would you use if you were just starting out your business? Like, to me, I feel like I have my perspective on it, but I want to hear your perspective first.
Well, you already said earlier that you need to be on the social platform wherever your customers are. And if you're not quite sure where that is yet, I mean, there's obviously going to be a little bit of testing, but, you know, as was mentioned earlier too, B2B, LinkedIn is still the place for that, even though it's probably the place we prefer to be the least. It still is the place where business happens. You know, there's more spam there and the content's not as good as, say, the stuff you catch on Twitter. That's just my own take on it. But everyone's different. Like, a lot of small businesses do really well on, you know, Instagram still and Facebook. And I work with a lot of nonprofits, and like Facebook ads are great for nonprofits. So it's certainly entirely depends on who your customers are and where they are, and also where you like to be as well and invest your time. You know, obviously the places you're going to be more passionate about, you're going to be more engaged, and be more willing to show up consistently and network and do what you need to do on there, right?
I agree. And I think that, again, it's challenging to know where your audience is. But I do have a few tips. Like, first of all, look at your competitors. Do competitor analysis. Where are they? What do they do on their social media? Are they having luck with their social media approach? Certainly tap into that. I think that's where I would start. But you should, demographic wise, you should know who your audience is. And, you know, you should have a good snapshot. If they're younger, to me, I feel like they're going to be on Instagram. They're going to be on TikTok. If they're older, Facebook, you know, LinkedIn, you mentioned, like, LinkedIn, I think is a really important network right now. In fact, I did a story earlier this year that, at least in our industry, most people prefer to be on LinkedIn. That is the hot network. I would think that it's a network of 2023 right now. Everyone's on LinkedIn. Everyone's doing something on LinkedIn. And I think that's probably where the biggest network is. But, and I say this all the time, I will take this, at least if I died today, I would take it to my grave. You should have a Facebook presence. I still believe in the power of Facebook. I mentioned it earlier. It serves as a digital yellow pages for your business. If somebody searches your business in Google, Facebook will come up in the top 10. There's no doubt. I think it comes up before our website for ASI. If you fill out all your information correctly, you're about us, you put your website in, you put in your email address. If you have happy customers, ask them to go to Facebook and leave a review, because people go and they read the reviews. They want to know more about the business. Have a Facebook page. Even if you're posting content once a week, once a month, having a presence, I think, is going to serve you better than not having a presence. Now, that's the only network I will say that about. I feel that if you have a presence on every other network and you're inactive or dormant, that looks bad for your business. It really, really does look bad. If you have a Twitter profile, you haven't posted anything since 2010, doesn't look good. If you have an Instagram presence and your branding is not filled out correctly, you haven't posted in a while, doesn't look good. So to me, I think Facebook is a must. If you know, I would go with Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter, to a lesser extent. I know that TikTok is big right now, but I really, for small businesses, I really don't see the value in having a TikTok presence right now if you can't maintain it. If you don't have the time to do it, and you just create a presence on TikTok, I don't think it's going to serve you very well. So, Jeremy, you have requested the mic. I want to hear what you got to say.
Yeah, what's up, Vinny? Good to talk to you, man. It's been a while.
It has. Thank you for jumping up on stage.
Yeah, man, always. You know, I think which platform is right? You know, I think all of them are right depending on your goals. You know, I think a lot of people in our industry, especially the powers that be, they want, what's the ROI? What's the ROI? Where, how are we going to get business? And I feel like we're in a very difficult industry to capitalize. When you're a D2C brand, it's easy. Social media is your route in a lot of aspects. But when it's B2B and we're not selling, like, you can go to our site other than like buying shirts that we've already made, you know, the funnel, what is your goal? Is it just to get an email sign up? Is it to get that order? But in my experience, I found, you know, and we've spent tens of thousands of dollars on Facebook ads over the years, and we've never got a good return. You know, the ads could have been wrong, the audience, but when you're not, you know, when your funnel, sales funnel is a bit longer than most businesses, it's hard to track. You know, I think a lot of what I like to talk about is you're building brand. That is, while it's hard to quantify, like Susie was saying, people are going to be researching, you know, they're going to look at different aspects. Are you online? And if you're not, again, you're not going to get that new client. But for my business, it's one, it helps me go deeper with current clients, because my clients, they're not just on one platform. They might be more active on one, but they're on LinkedIn during the day, and then they're going to be on TikTok at night. So I want to give them a couple different ways to not only connect, but just to see our personality, you know, being able to see my business side and me trying to offer value, never selling on LinkedIn. You know, eventually I got my biggest customer on LinkedIn, but before that I gave them trend reports. I, you know, asked them if they're looking for new ideas, never asking for the sale until, you know, the time was right. But for me, it's just really that omnipresence of, this is me on Instagram, this is me on Facebook, this is me on TikTok, this is me on LinkedIn. It's still me. It's similar content, but it's kind of what Gary Vee's been talking about lately is platform and culture, is how are you talking to the audience on that right platform? You know, I know as a small business, we neglect a lot of things because we don't have the capacity to do native content for every platform. But through Canva, there's now AI websites that you can actually upload a video and it'll adjust it. It'll put, you know, it'll put captions and emojis on your video for you and help you set it up for different platforms. You know, I think for us, YouTube, we're slowly building our audience on YouTube. And I think that is an awesome way. One, it's a search engine. Two, you can have your shorts on the TikTok side, but again, it's search. And then your long form content, you're able to educate and teach people. And I think that the hardest thing teaching people in our industry is they want to see what sales are coming from it. And I don't think there's a great way to do that other than you're building credibility with your current customers, you're educating people, and you're allowing other people to discover you without being sold to. Because how many, you know, on Instagram, ads are every fourth post or whatever. We're just tired of it, right? And so let's show people our human side. Let's let them get to know us and see what we do. And while it might translate into business, there's all these other things that it does for us. One, it strengthens who we are. When you have to come up with fresh content, you're digging deep within your own company culture to find out who you are, because you have to promote it. And so I think there's so many ways on social media that we don't talk about on the brand building side versus sales. Yes, we all want sales. We all have to have it. But, you know, if you're awesome with direct mail, then go with direct mail. Then no social media is great for you. But for those that are looking to grow and looking to expand and finding new ways of business, I think social media is the only way really to do that on a mass scale.
Jeremy, that's an excellent point. I think that you really made a perfect case for the power of using your personal brand on social media to do things like educate, provide value for people so that they can get to know you as a thought leader. And once that has been established, and I see it all the time, I see it in promotional products professionals, I see it on LinkedIn, I see it in all these different networks. Once you become that person that people will remember for a possible solution to their problems, they're going to reach out to you, or you're going to see a situation that they may need your products or services, and you're going to reach out to them, and it's not going to be a cold call. It's not going to be a cold sale. They're going to know who you are because you're in there, you're interacting, you're providing value, you're educating, you're showing yourself as more than a salesperson. And yeah. I think that's the sweet spot of how to use social media from a personal perspective. And we talk about brands and you know, using the corporate brands in a different sort of way, not in this way. This way is, I think, from our perspective as an industry of small business people, 1, 2, 5, 10 people in a company, using their personal pages to do business in groups, to do business from their personal LinkedIn pages. I think that's where most of the business is being done. And that's the challenge. Do you separate the individual personal profiles and the business that you're able to do from the business pages? Like Brittany Godsey from Gold Bond, she does a ton of business on her personal Instagram page, tons of business. Do you count that as sales for the company? You know, she's using her personal page. And I think so. I think that's how you know, certain industries will perform differently. And I think our industry, the promotional products industry, is one of those industries that is a little bit different. I mean, we're B2B. There's a lot of B2B industries out there. And to me, I feel like that is where the real transactions are happening is, you know, from person to person, mm-hmm. in places like LinkedIn and also on Facebook groups. Jeremy, thanks for that comment. That's awesome. Now, before we end, I just wanted to ask anybody who's not, you know, up here, if they want to jump up here, if they have a comment or question. Vic, do you have anything else you want to say? And Suzanne, I want to get final thoughts from you at the end. I think maybe Vic is just listening. Suzanne, do you have any parting shots in terms of using social media for your business?
No, just that it's like the omni-channel approach is important, as Jeremy touched on earlier too. Like social media is a long game. It's not very transactional necessarily right away. You need to wait until the time is right. So it's like something where you just keep planting seeds and you don't exactly know when the next thing is going to flourish. But as was referenced earlier, you know, you meet somebody at an in-person event, then you connect with them on social media. They come see your portfolio of your work. So it is basically your online reputation and your image. So it's certainly something that you need to tend to. And even if you're not active on social media, if somebody's going to do a transaction with you, a large deal especially, they're certainly going to be Googling you. So just to your point about making sure you keep everything current and up to date and positioned for who you are today, like that needs to get revamped every once in a while too, to make sure you're in alignment with who your business is now, and you're presenting who you are today, not who you were 5 years ago.
Yeah. Perfect. Well said. I like to thank everyone for joining us today. You know, especially Suzanne for taking the time to talk social media. Thank you, Vic. Thank you, Jeremy, for joining me. We're going to try to do this. I don't know. I'm going to hope weekly, maybe every other week. And, you know, if there are topics that you would like us to discuss, you know, send me a DM. Let me know if you want to jump in and be a co-host with Susie and I. You know, we're hoping to talk social media. We're hoping to talk small business marketing. So if you guys have a topic you want to join us, you know, please let us know. But yeah, again, thank you so much. And we'll try to do these every Wednesday.